K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, Wednesday morning. Good morning, K-State Nation. Well, not a good morning for K-State baseball. We'll get into that here in just a moment. This postcast, all things K-State sports. Well, that's women's golf, track and field, women's rowing, and everything else in between. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Wednesday. This will come out probably lunchtime, because I'm probably going to post another episode this morning. We'll see what I'm feeling here on this Wednesday for sure. So K-State baseball blows a 2-run lead in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the streak unfortunately continues. And if K-State baseball does not make regional, you can come back to this losing streak that has been bumped to 9 after a back-breaking loss in the ninth inning against Nebraska last night, 7-6, as the Cornhuskers walk it off in the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing 2 by 2 runs. K-State cannot hang on to close this out. What a missed opportunity this was. Just a back-breaking loss there, and it's 8. Well, now it's 9. This is the 9th consecutive loss for K-State. It is no words here to define it. I mean, and now the record now is 26-19. It's hard to say as we approach the month of May now. This is the last day of April, but this is a back-breaking loss for sure. Pete Hughes did say, quote, "We did a lot of really good things tonight." But except win the ball game. But again, finish it off. So we played great from behind, took the lead, and expanded in the ninth inning. Unfortunately, you have to get 27 outs. 26 does not do it. And 2 outs, K-State fails to shut it down. My goodness. Yeah. Bottom back, take the lead here in this ball game. And Nebraska responded with 3 in the bottom of the ninth inning to take this game there, as Nebraska dealt K-State a bigger blow as far as the postseason pitcher goes there. This was a well-played game by K-State and by both teams, really. K-State, again, having to respond with their backs against the wall. This is one of these games where, again, yeah, P. Hughes, that last comment says it all there. You have to get the last out. It's always tough to get the last out there in a situation that K-State had a 2-run lead. And you take the lead at the top of the ninth inning, and you can't. You actually had a huge insurance run. Let's just rewind it back a little bit. But first, we got to start off with, unfortunately, Nebraska, the winning team in this ball game. Nobody didn't score into the top of the third inning. K-State struck first there. And then we'll keep the Nebraska theme going. Nebraska won the third, 3 in the bottom of the sixth, and then 3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Damn shame. K-State, again, struck first in this ball game, got the scoring started in the top of the third, and then won the sixth, 3, taking the lead in the seventh inning. Top of the seventh inning with 3 in the seventh, adding a huge surge run. You think that would do it, and they could not get the last out there. It turned out to be a 3-1. I gotta go back and look at the highlights there, but it looked like a 3-run double there in the bottom of the ninth inning as Nebraska dealt the former Big 12 rival K-State a major blow there in this ball game. Nebraska, despite Nebraska playing some sloppy defense, 7 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Nebraska. Get it in come behind fashion, beats K-State. K-State, 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 more errors for K-State on a defensive end. Even inside of the game there, Tanner Duke started this ball game. A solid 5 innings. That's all you can ask for there from your starter. And I said that, I believe, at some point last week on the show, you got to have your starter go 5-6 innings. Maybe I heard that from my Atlanta Braves podcast. You got to go 5, 6 innings, give yourself a chance to win this ball game. K-State, Tanner Duke did that. 5 solid innings, 2-hit ball, 1 run, a walk, 3 strikeouts there. And Lincoln Sheffield came on a rare ninth inning appearance there, and gave up the game-winning double, walk-off double there in the bottom of ninth inning as K-State suffers another road loss. It's ninth consecutive road loss. Still haven't run. And still haven't won on the road in a bit. This is the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer. And But Dante Lewis, only inning in the third. Actually, not an inning in the third. Only a third of an inning as he got shelved a lot. Gave up three runs. All those are charged to him. Adam Arthur, strong 2 2/3. Ty Rule, and then Ty Rule came on in the ninth inning. And then could not get the last out. Look at Sheffield. So that shouldn't hurt too bad there at that point, right? Because all those runs were charged to Ty Rule to escape. And then on the other end, this got to be frustrating. Another 8 pitchers for the opponent. And they beat K-State. Tucker Timmerman. There we go. Too many alliterations this morning. I can't have that. Tucker Timmerman, 2 2/3 innings pitched. He was a starter pitcher for Nebraska. And then 7 more pitchers after that. Pretty much, yeah, K-State scored overall 6 runs in this game. But, this has become uncommon for K-State this year. Getting beat by 9 pitchers against Omaha. And by the way, the upcoming meeting with Omaha at Twin Family Stadium was postponed. I think that announcement came either yesterday or the day before. I did see that announcement. Just reading on kstatesports.com yesterday. The Pearl Project Podcast continues postcast. K-State, the losing streak, folks, continues. Unfortunately, last night, it was about to end last night, and then the bottom of the ninth happened. Nebraska 7, K-State 6, in a back-breaking loss there for the Pete Hughes and his team, and you gotta now try to regroup and stay on the road this weekend. Well, actually starting tomorrow against BYU in a 3-game, in which now becomes a critical 3-game series now on the road, which you have to at some point break this, whatever it is. This team has found multiple ways to lose on the road. This last night, blowing a lead late in the bottom of the ninth inning, getting blown out, not playing well, messing up in the field. They have found all levels to lose on the road when talking about this team. And, yeah, I mean, me and Alex talked about it on the show over on the Podbean app. I mean, this team is good enough to win, to beat anybody in the country when they're locked in. And for whatever reason on the road, here in this bad stretch of road games, they have just not been able to do that. And if they can't advance to the regional, you got to come back to this stretch. You have to come back to this stretch. This is missed opportunity after missed opportunity. And another missed opportunity last night on the at-bats last night. And K-State did not hit a home run last night. They did not hit a home run last night. My guy Shantier had a... Ooh, wait, hold on a second. Almost said it. Shantier, my guy. Leadoff hitter. 1-for-4 in the ballgame. He scored 3 runs. Half the runs last night for Kansas State last night, getting on base last night. D. Kennedy, hitless in the game. Sam Flores, a designated hitter for K-State, only 1-for-5 of this game. This offense did not do much last night, and yet scrapped together 6 runs. David Bishop had a big night, 2-for-4 in the ball game, drove in a run this game. He also scored 2 runs in the game last night as well. So they did not help themselves in this baseball game there as well. And now K-State, a lopsided, oh my gosh, 118-176. This long time series Let me repeat that again. 118 wins to 176 losses in his all-time series with Nebraska. I have no words to say about that one. And 43-93 in Lincoln. That's just god awful. I'm sorry. That's just god awful. And K-State now 3-2 this year against teams in the Big 12 there. And look at this. 10-15 this year on the road away from Twinton Family Stadium, including now a 9 consecutive losing streak. K-State has lost 9 straight. So that's 90%. No, let me tell you, that's 95%. Well, when you do 9 divided by 10, that is 90%. But when you look at that, that's pretty much 98% of the time losing. Keegan O'Connor now has a 6-game hit streak. But the main pitcher, K-State, you lose again on the road. I know I'm keep hammering this home, but am I making that up? Nope. Not making that up at all, folks. Missed opportunity to break the streak. The streak, unfortunately for K-State baseball on the road, continues, and you're going to try to find a break. Hopefully it ends tomorrow against BYU late night baseball, or say late, because it's 7:30 Central Time. It's going to be 5:30-ish Mountain Time, somewhere in there, maybe earlier than that. I can't know. But anyways, you go play now a terrible BYU team in the conference, 6-15 BYU Cougars, but a 521-21 record for the Cougars. That is the next opponent for K-State. That is tomorrow night. Usually these conference games would start on Friday night, but this particular one will begin tomorrow night, game one and game two, 7:30 Central Time. And then game three, you got to double check. I believe that's 2 or 4. I don't know. But, yeah, so the dealing effect continues for K-State baseball. This is going to be the first game time ever that these two teams, K-State and BYU, have met on the baseball field. And the last time these two teams met was on the football field out there. We got our ass handed to us. I don't need to rehash that. That's for sure. K-State, at this point in the season, they don't need their ass kicked. They need to take it to BYU and take their frustration out. But a very heartbreaking, backbreaking loss last night after taking a 2-run lead in the top bottom of the 9th inning. Lose it all with 2 out there as Nebraska rallies back and walks it off against Kansas State. And now K-State now. Let me backtrack a little bit here. Backtrack. Of course, it's not going to do that. But anyways, now K-State now. I want to find the record. It's not going to give it to me. So we're going to check the page while standings right now. I'm going to go to the standings right now. So K-State now. Enters the day off 26-19, 12-9 in conference play, off day today, and they'll play BYU a 3-game. Now it comes a huge 3-game series, probably the biggest series of the year, beginning tomorrow night. Bro, Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast from Free and Bubble Daily. Remember, chance to record K-State content for the first time on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, K-State baseball continues to find ways to lose on the road. Gotta get it turned around. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you do hit the subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time I post content. Y'all be first to know about it. Second thing, I mentioned Podbean in this postcast. Download the Podbean app. Me and Oz will get together. We'll probably be recording during this baseball game. So Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GRIR, the number 3 EDID Apostrophe's Podcast. For more, and of course, tell one big K-State fan about this podcast. That's going to wrap this up on another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, K-State baseball, Pete Houston Company. Going to have to find a way to break the seal out of this frustrating, which now is a 9 straight losses on the road for K-State since being ranked 22nd. Yeah, I keep coming back to it. But anyways, that's going to wrap things up. It is Nebraska walking it off in the bottom of the ninth inning. A comeback, 7, Kansas State, 6. Alex A. and Eddie Greer. This has been the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.